Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Multiple cat costumes, an ocean of black and white, and a late arrival from a pregnant Rihanna. That was the scene last night at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The Met Gala is fashion's biggest event of the year, and the driving force behind it, Anna Wintour, Vogue's editor-in-chief. But controversy was an accessory to glamour last night. This year's event and accompanying museum exhibition honored the work of the late designer Karl Lagerfeld. Rachel Tastgen is a fashion writer at The Washington Post. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So, listen, first impressions. What did the looks last night tell you about pop culture, let's say, right now?
Well, I think what was interesting to see is that we did have our moments of virality and frivolity. You know, Jared Leto, of course, is dressed as an enormous cat. Doja Cat also dressed as a cat. All of these kinds of homages to Karl Lagerfeld's treasured Burman cat, Choupette. But more generally, I think we saw a more muted or traditionally sort of lovely Met Gala. The idea was to dress in homage to Karl. And so there were a lot of beautiful black and white gowns and pretty traditional sort of ball gowns.
So let's talk about Karl Lagerfeld, designed for Chanel, Fendi, other major brands. I'm guessing that people who may not know Karl Lagerfeld or think that they care about fashion have actually been affected by his work.
Definitely. I mean, he is certainly, I would say, the most famous designer of the late 20th and beginning of the 21st century. But it's been interesting to see, you know, he passed away in 2019, and there was some controversy brewing around comments that he was known for making. In 2018, for example, he gave an interview in which he said he was fed up with Me Too. If you don't want to be groped on set, you shouldn't become a model. He had a history of making comments that were quite fat phobic. He called Adele a little too fat. And so people were starting to bring up these comments again and say, hey, wait a minute, shouldn't we reconcile this person's notoriety for making these problematic comments with the idea of celebrating him in such a big event? And that's something that I think, you know, I'm still seeing that conversation happen today, in large part because it's simply not included in the exhibition, which focuses primarily on his creative output and process and not at all on Karl, the man or the celebrity.
So let me ask about that. He and Anna Wintour were very close friends. And as you've noted, there were plenty of coverage of his controversial remarks. Did she ever address the controversy?
You know, she did not address the controversy. It was interesting last night to see that a number of the celebrities in attendance were Karl's close friends. And in all of the sort of interviews that these friends of Karl's gave, they emphasized that he was actually an incredibly kind and thoughtful person. And Andrew Bolton, who's the curator of the exhibition at the Met, did emphasize that he felt that these comments were a sort of pose or a persona, and almost like a caricature of what we think about a fashion designer being like.
So, Rachel, it was interesting, you know, so many celebrities there last night, lots of references to him, whether they're sort of the silly and fun, the cat references or his name on a dress. But it did seem like celebrities, even many who often advance social justice causes, were able to dodge the controversy. Was that the case?
It was the case, yes. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens in the coming weeks as the exhibition opens. It opens this coming Friday. You know, there is a relationship that I think a lot of celebrities' fans have with the celebrities themselves, where they kind of gather this information and put it to the celebrity online. You know, there's this kind of what's called like receipts culture, where you're presenting facts to a famous person who might not be aware of these things. And it will be interesting to see if that does happen. In a lot of museum exhibitions, if there is someone who is known for having a troubling past, or if there's even, you know, a depiction of something that is problematic or triggering, there's often a placard on the wall or it's included in the wall text that this person had a controversial legacy.
Does this ever catch up with the Met, these kinds of controversies? Do we think it ever changes fashion's Super Bowl?
Well, I think what's interesting to see with the Met Gala is that it does set a tone for much of fashion and popular culture. I'm thinking in particular of the 2019 Camp exhibition, where there was a lot of this kind of costume-like fashion. And it seems like we're just getting out of that now. You know, it's Jared Leto was the only person who was wearing an outfit like that. And the sort of emphasis last night was much more on vintage and archival fashion and how important it is to wear these dresses that in some cases might be older than the person wearing them, which I think is an interesting testament to the way that we're thinking about climate change and we're thinking about preserving our clothes and rewearing our clothes and how we can change that relationship to fashion and disposability and consumerism.
Okay, let's zoom back up just briefly. Did you have a favorite look?
I have to say my favorite look was Nicole Kidman wearing a peach feathered Chanel dress that she had actually worn in a Chanel No. 5 ad made in 2004 and directed by Baz Luhrmann. We had never seen this dress before in real life, so to see it out of this context of the advertisement was kind of like a great fashion geek moment.
All right, Rachel Chashjian, fashion writer at The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you.